Oh, ladies and gentlemen, we are live. Bonjour, dickheads. Salut les Français. Cet épisode va être majoritairement en anglais. Donc, si tu comprends pas l'anglais, c'est pas grave. Tu peux revenir dans quelques jours avec les sous-titres. Les sous-titres français pour cet épisode seront disponibles après le 21 mai. Donc, reviens après le 21 mai. English speakers. This one is in English. I've been doing French episodes back to back for like 6 weeks. So, finally, we have an English episode. So, welcome once again to Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live.
Happy Hour? I'm not fucking happy. I'm angry. I'm always fucking angry.
Oh, yes, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. It is Monday, the 17th of May. And like every Monday, I'm here in the studio with a guest to talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's live. That's the whole point in the show. You guys can ask questions about whatever you want. Raquel Regal is in the show. Linda Wonder Woman, hello. Danielle Moulden is in the show. Cal Dash and a bunch of other people. In fact, so far, 124 people are live right now. So ladies and gentlemen, it is time to bring on the guest of the evening. Please make a maximum amount of noise and welcome to the stage, Mr. Jay Swanson. Go, there we go.
Just listening to you on the couch gave me all the energy I need for at least the first 15 minutes of it. Yeah.
Now you've got the energy. Mr. Jay Swanson, we had started a beer. Cheers, everyone. We're drinking some beers. I will get another round in a couple of minutes.
The reason the energy thing came up so quickly is because I might be mildly jet-lagged. First time in like a year and a half. So it's quite a new experience. I'm enjoying it.
Jay is jet-lagged. We have not really spoken about Jay's adventures in the past couple of weeks because I was like, I want to keep it for the live. So we've just been talking shit.
He uninvited me for dinner.
I know. Normally,
specifically to keep this for you. So just so you know, we're starving, but it was for your benefit.
I'm not starving. Jay might be. But last time Jay came, I was like, hey, why don't you come at 7 p.m.? We can order some food, have a romantic evening before we start the live. Great, we did that. But I was like, if I get him at 7 p.m. this time, we're going to talk about everything that he's done and it's going to ruin the live. So he only came half an hour ago. So welcome, Jay.
Welcome. Thank you. That's going to happen a lot tonight, too. If I randomly repeat him at any point, I just wanted to slide that in as my...
Mimins, which drink is your favorite for today's happy hour? The drink that we're drinking is the standard beer that I've been buying recently because it's my favorite beer. It's called BrewDog Punk IPA, and it's just my favorite beer. But there are some more things coming along. People are saying, welcome back. Yeah, Rob Morrison is saying, welcome back, Jay, because this is your second time.
It is. I feel very honored. And actually, before we pull out more beers, I was in America. I went to the States. There's a lot to talk about, depending on whatever he wants to talk about today. I did get vaccinated, so there's no need to worry about this. According to Anthony Fauci, I'm 2 weeks in. I can keep my mask off right next to this guy. And I brought back a very traditional American treat, which is known as... the six pack.
Oh, mate, you fucking legend.
I brought this all the way back from the States. This is a brewery that's close to where my aunt and uncle live in a place called Leavenworth, Icicle Brewing Company. I've never actually been. My dad has been before. He loves them and had this while I was with him.
You kept it cold as well.
I've kept it cold.
It had time to... When did you arrive back from the US?
Yesterday morning. I got it cold ahead of time, along with the other... I have another treat for you that I've also kept cold.
Jesus Christ.
Would you like me to pull that treat out, or is this too much at once?
Maybe we'll save the second treat for the second part of the show, ladies and gentlemen.
We could do that.
I'm going to put these in the fridge.
Go for it.
Okay. All right, so...
Just finish this. Okay. Is that what you're...
Yeah, hold on. Let's finish this. I'm going to put these in the fridge. While I put them in the fridge,
yes,
do you want to introduce yourself to the people who don't know who you are? Because we're presuming that everyone knows who Jay is. He was on the show before, but maybe you're brand new to the show. If you're brand new, let us know in the comments. We can see the comments.
Les canettes sont trop belles. That's nice.
Well, les canettes sont trop belles. Yeah, they're super cool. We've got some pale ale and an IPA, my two favorite beers.
I made sure to swap these out. I actually stole these from my dad's fridge to like swap out on the six pack, so you had a variety because it didn't come like this.
Oh, it just came six of them.
Yeah, and I managed to make a switcheroo.
Yeah, exactly. So there we go. I'm going to put these in the fridge. Introduce yourself for the people. What do you do? Who are you? What's going on?
I am. My name is Jay Swanson. Thanks for having me on the show, Paul. Paul's a phenomenal human being, and I'm so lucky to be here. And I am a daily vlogger, sort of, most of the time. But I'm learning to have a little bit of self-care in my life because making a video literally every day is a short road to a cliff that you don't want to fall off of. So I now make videos like 5 days a week, 4 or 5 days a week, depending on how I'm feeling, and try to take at least a week away from video making to make sure that my other work gets done in the midst of that.
I'm going downstairs because the beers here are not cold enough. I've just shut up. Just keep going, and I'll be back in 30 seconds.
He's leaving me on the hot mic. Okay, now that Paul's gone, let's talk about the real stuff that's going on in this place, because I can tell you it's pretty shady. Where were we? Oh, yeah. So I made a video every day for over 3 years. I think I made like 1,100 and some videos back-to-back nonstop for a long time. And that was great. And I actually really, really, really liked it. It just burned me out really hard. So I've been in the midst of figuring the rest of that out. I write books. I have a couple other projects that are coming up that I'm really excited to share when I'm able to share. Paul has actually an inside track on one of those, but we will keep that on the mum for today. And
you'll keep it on the mum?
Whoa!
You'll keep it on the mum.
Celebratory drinks.
That was a nice transition, completely unplanned.
That was phenomenal. I didn't see that coming.
I did buy a bottle of champagne, Jason.
Also, everything that I said, don't tell him. Leave that out of the comments.
Thank you for the beers.
Yeah, anytime.
But we're drinking champagne.
Champagne sounds good.
Because we have some things to celebrate.
We do have things to celebrate. We have a lot to celebrate. Let's be honest. Life is good.
Yeah. My favorite champagne wasn't in a local shop. So
what's your favorite champagne?
Pommery.
Oh, Pommery, yeah.
Because
they're one of the ones that I actually visited.
Probably. It's the one that was, it's kind of, they're the creators of the Brut Champagne.
Yeah, I think I've
because of the English royal family.
Oh.
It's not, that's not why I like them. They're just, it's the cheapest, nice champagne.
You didn't take me, I didn't take you as a big royalist, so.
Yeah, there are lots of unbranded, like, not big champagnes that are much better than the big champagnes.
Yeah.
But I don't know them, so I just go with...
Do you know my friend Lindsay Chermuda, by chance?
No.
Her book just came out in French, by the way, if anybody is a fan of Lindsay out there already and was waiting for her book to come out in French. But she's
Speak slower, you're speaking
she
quick.
She is a huge...
Oh, shit, you'll have to watch out. Hold on.
Fan of champagne. Don't cut my lip on the show.
No, there's a couple
that,
of...
That one's chipped. Somebody bit that one really hard. I asked her about doing some champagne videos. Maybe we should include you and we can find a smaller champagne...
Right, you ready? As I've mentioned before, when we have champagne, the correct French way of opening champagne
is not in someone's
is
eye. Yeah,
like you don't let it pop. Yeah. But I feel like I'm English. I feel like we're celebrating. We need a fucking pop, right?
I'm ready.
Wait for
to
it.
Catch whatever spills out.
I've already spilt beer on the floor
this
evening.
It smells like a beer. It smells like we're ready for lockdown to end.
Yeah, I've spilt beer on the floor an hour ago, and
I didn't know how much I missed that smell.
So there will be champagne on the floor as well. Ready?
Oh! That's why I had the glass ready. Because it's not my first time spilling champagne on the ground. I recently, I was in the States. Ooh. I do champagne bottles as like goals. Speaking of vlogging, when I share my goals for the year, at the beginning of every year, I actually take a few champagne bottles and write my goals for that year on the champagne bottles.
That's a really good idea.
So then I can pop them when I reach the goal. So one of them was to get vaccinated. I took that back to the States with me and I opened it with my family.
Right. So this really was fun. This is one of the things we're celebrating.
We're celebrating a lot of things.
So the main thing.
All that to say that I tried to saber it. You know, you can saber champagne bottles.
Oh, with a knife.
Yeah, I failed miserably, but it was really fun.
So the main thing that we're celebrating tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is that Jay. The last time he was on this show was trying to renew his visa to stay in France as an American, because it's not the easiest thing to do,
we're not
staying in France.
Automatically.
And I figured, since I did the same thing with Nathaniel Drew, he renewed his visa in France. He was able to stay here, so I invited him back a second time. We had champagne. I figured I'm now the official American renewed visa place for people to come and celebrate. So if you're American and you've renewed your visa, come on the show. We'll pop some champagne.
Hold on, I've got to put it in the fridge.
Open
now.
Invitation.
Jesus.
The bubbles look good. The bubbles look good on camera. Can you guys hear him when he's swearing by the fridge? Just curious. Cheers, everybody.
Hold on. I've got to take the... I haven't got enough space in my mini fridge.
We need to get him a bigger fridge. And maybe some taps. You need some taps. I was talking. I have it's dangerous to let me into spaces because I start to dream up what you could do with the space while I was here. I have dreams for the background. It's going to look really good. Anyways, anything else that I missed when you were not here and listening to know what I was saying? Anyways, if you want to follow me on YouTube as well, my name is Jay Swanson. It's in the title of the video.
I'm speaking too quickly.
Apparently, I'm still speaking too fast. My name is Jay Swanson. feel free to like and subscribe.
Oh, fucking hell. This is a long fucking intro to saying cheers. Welcome cheers. Back to the show.
Thank you so
Congratulations
much.
Congratulations on being able to stay
to be
in
here
France.
Again. Yeah.
Do you have your carte de séjour on you?
No.
Oh, you don't even have it.
How long have you lived in France? There's a whole story behind this. And thanks to Vicky, if she's out there watching this, Vicky Mo. A friend of mine who helped me finally get my appointment with the prefecture. Basically, the way that it's worked is that I was on a visa that lasted 4 years. It's called a passport talent. And so it's a talent visa. It was good for 4 years, renewable. I had to renew it, you know, within 3 months. But of course, because of COVID, they shortened that to 2 months. And then they have everything is online, but takes longer. Managed to get in, get that first meeting, waited to find out. And then they finally did email me to say, like, it's been made. We'll let you know what's happening. I was like, okay, good. And then they're like, it's been made. Go online and make a rendezvous. And I was like, okay. So I went to try and make a rendezvous. Couldn't figure out how to do that. So I was like, do I need to email them? So I emailed them again through the form that they sent me to. And then they said, automatic receipt. We'll get back to you in a week. A week later, they're like, we've received it. It has been made. Go make a rendezvous online. So this is the circle that I found myself in. Finally found there's an actual page dedicating to making the rendezvous. I should show this to you. Because this is the pinnacle French bureaucracy.
While you're waiting, while you're finding a thing, a huge shout out to Alberto de Oliveira Andrade for your super chat. Thank you so much, Alberto.
Cheers, Alberto.
Do you know who he is?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I thought because you were saying hi to him that you knew who he was.
I'm just thanking him for giving you money.
Alberto, thank you for the
Oliveira
super chat.
Andrade.
Appreciate it. Thanks very much. It's much appreciated. Thank you so much.
So this is what the first page looks like. I got to go back to that from what you end up at literally every time. Go back. The first page is basically just a list of all the stuff you have to have and agree to and be aware of, like pedantically, right? Like saying you have to actually know for sure that it's been made. You have to actually be legal here. You have to wear a mask, everything just all the way down. And when it gets to, if this load is basically say, yes, I accept, you go through. And then instead of, I think it's all one office, I'm not sure how it works, but instead of telling you what office you might be going to or anything, it actually asks you to sign up based on which window. So it says, which window do you want? Guichet. Quel guichet? So it's which thing do you, or you'd think in tellers you'd call that a window, but in this
a window, a, like, a, yeah, a desk, in English we might say like a desk.
So this is the first page. You just got to read all that stuff. You've seen that before.
Because you don't have an iPhone, I can't plug it in and show
what you want to see. What you want to see is what follows, which is this guichet thing, which literally is, you would expect when you're doing this, you'd click and it'd be like, here's a calendar with all the availabilities that we have. We don't have any for 2 weeks, but look, this day is green. Click on this day. And then you can have a delightful rendezvous with the prefecture. That's what you're expecting. Instead, I can zoom in on this. You're greeted with this.
Hold on. I've got to close my eyes.
There you go. Look at that.
Well, I can't look at it because otherwise the camera, what does it say?
Can we look at it quickly, Paul? They've seen it. Now it's your turn.
Show me. Remise de titre de guichet 1, 2, 3. Remise de titre guichet 4, guichet 6, guichet 5, guichet 7.
It's not even in order.
What the fuck?
So then you choose one of these. Click choose. Hit étape suivante, which is next step.
Oh my god, the website looks it was built in fucking 1997.
Yeah, it's great. And so then it, every time it says his French just sounds so good. Vérification de disponibilité. Il n'existe plus de place d'horaire libre pour votre demande de rendez-vous. And that's all you ever see. That's literally all you ever see. You go back, you start over, and it just says, nope, no more exist.
Sounds like France to
me. You have to click on each one individually and refresh and go through like all 10 options, but ad nauseum. So the only way that I ended up getting a meeting was my friend Vicky actually programmed. She was so frustrated by this. She programmed a bot to automatically check all of them constantly and text her when one came available.
That's amazing.
And so she literally was, she would just text me as soon as one came up. She was like, there's one available now.
Vicky, hey, shout out to Vicky. That is amazing.
So I got one. I have my convocation. But when I was coming back into the country, the reason that my trip to the States, was cut short. I would have stayed a month, spent time with family, seen more friends. I hardly saw any friends while I was there. And I had to come back before May 18th because my temporary paperwork, my récépissé, expired on the 18th.
Right, and tomorrow is the 18th.
Yeah, so I was like, well, that's my hard line. And I made sure to come back, give it an extra day just in case. And when I was crossing the border, they didn't ask for any of the paperwork that I had to sign. I was like swearing, like, I don't have COVID. I haven't touched anyone with COVID. I haven't licked anyone with COVID. Like, you go through the whole thing, and then you're like, oh, and also I've been traveling for real reasons, all that. So you sign up all
the... What was your real reason?
Oh, it was business. I was filming.
This is true. You were out there filming vlogs.
I was filming. I wrote that down. I'm filming. And I made a video about what it was like to travel. It was crazy. I had an entire aircraft to myself. I just flew private on American Airlines, which was great.
That's unbelievable. Quick, hold on, before you carry on.
Yeah.
Laut Blorte, Fred... The legend is back.
The legend. He's. I like this. I like the inversion.
Yeah. Son Swan. Mm. You know what's funny? Ben de Pierrois, who works with Fanny downstairs.
Yeah.
He's like, who's on the live tonight? I'm like, Jay Swanson. He's like, oh, cool, nice. He's like, oh, the son of Swan. And last week on Monday, I had Swan Perisse, who's a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Who's a French YouTuber, like old stand-up comedian. And it was funny because I had Swan on Monday. Now I've got Swan Son, the son of Swan.
It's the month of Swan.
Yeah, he's Verlan. He's taken the Verlan of your name, your face. He's also created the same kind of bot to get a vaccination. Hey, Fred, hook me the fuck up with your thing. I've been trying to get a vaccination to get on the website. Nothing's available except at like Saint-Pierre-sur-Dive, like 40 kilometers away from Paris.
so much has happened.
There's too much. I watched your vlog about... going to the US.
Oh, cool.
Because it was a long one. And I sat down.
It was a long one. It was a special.
Yeah. With some popcorn.
Ooh.
And a beer.
Ooh.
Right here. And
I was like, oh, let's
see what's going on.
I feel so cool.
And I thought it was, it must have been, like the last time I remember an airplane. If you haven't seen the vlog, go watch it after this.
You don't remember what airplanes look like on the inside.
Yeah.
Perfect opportunity.
I remember when I was like 7 years old. My dad was on a work trip to like Singapore,
yeah.
And we took like a flight. I don't remember, but I remember the plane being completely empty. And as a kid, I was loving it. I was running up and down. The air hostesses were really nice to me. And it looked exactly like your vlog did, where there's like 20 people in a 700 seating airplane.
It was insane. It was super cool. I got up it's in the video too. I made sure to take advantage of the fact that I could stretch, but I actually got up and stretched more like every hour, just kind of, it was awesome. Like I felt phenomenal. That's the only way I want to fly. American Airlines, if you're watching, if you can keep an airplane mostly empty for me from here on.
good this is a good question from Aigle de la Route, who says, 40 kilometers, c'est si loin. Aigle de la Route, if you live in Paris, 40 kilometers is like Lyon from where we are. It's like literally, to get from my house, is like 15 kilometers away. No, it's not even that. It's like 12 kilometers from this studio. It takes me an hour to get here. So an hour is figured, like, so that's 10 kilometers. So it takes me 5 hours to get to anywhere. I mean, I'm exaggerating, of course, but no one's got time. If you live at Saint-Pierre-sur-Dive...
Is 40 kilometers the new radius that we
No, it was because I was saying, like, the vaccine center that it was proposing...
I missed that part, yeah.
When I was looking to try and get a vaccine...
Yeah, you're like, well, I'm not going to go 40 kilometers away.
Yeah, it's like, I'll just wait until they're available.
40 kilometers is a ways away. Just getting out of the city will
take you half the time. I'm going to answer Tanguy... who keeps asking me, quand est-ce que tu fais un spectacle en Californie? Jamais. in like 5 years, Tanguy, you're going to have to wait because COVID, the show that I'm currently doing, now the dates are being confirmed again, which is super exciting, but none of them are outside of Europe. Just because of COVID, it's complicated. Promoters in other countries don't want to take risks. So it'll be for my next show after So British ou Presque. There you go.
I think you can. I have family in California.
Patrick H says, "What's 40 kilometers in American?"
Well, 40 kilometers in American is going to be
40 kilometers in miles.
Like what? 24 miles.
By the way, Patrick, you can tell you're American because you also know that the UK uses miles. You fucking egotistical arse. Yeah.
It's going to be like 24, 25 miles.
It's 24.85 miles. Patrick H, there you go. In miles, in American. It's like, hey, we do miles in America. We're the only country to do miles. It's like, hey, what's kilograms in American? It's pounds, which is also used in other countries.
They have miles too.
We have miles as well. People are loving it though. Rico Correa in American. Ha 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 ha.
Well, I had a friend that recently reminded me that there are two systems of measurement in the world. There is metric, and there's the one that put man on the moon.
I bet.
Yeah.
That they put the man on the moon in the metric system.
No, just saying. You know what's crazy is they actually, that was a huge problem because working with Europeans on it, the conversions, that there was like a different form of inch that got converted to at one point. And yeah, it caused problems. I'm not saying it was smooth. As smooth as a universal system. And to be also fair, the imperial system.
Benoît Berens, les mecs qui vont dans l'espace et ils comptent en pouces. Yeah.
Yeah, see.
Ah, no. Les mecs vont dans l'espace et ils comptent en pouces. Genre, he's saying, these people are going to space and they count in inches. What a bunch of morons.
Inches it's more... to the moon. The thing is that the imperial standard, so pounds, feet, miles, it's all actually standardized in metric, which is what a lot of Americans don't know. So the standard that's held in America for that is measured against the metric system.
Of course it is. I mean,
so it's still, even the American imperial system is based on the metric system in the modern era.
Patrick says he's British. Even better, Patrick. Nice work. Oh, yeah, I love it. You know what's hilarious is if you go from Northern Ireland, if you're driving in a car in Northern Ireland, there is no border to the Republic of Ireland. Mm-hmm. But as soon as you cross the border, it changes the street signs. Like if you're on the highway, on the motorway in Northern Ireland and you're going towards the Republic, at some point it just says, welcome to the Republic of Ireland. And all of a sudden they all change into kilometers per hour. So in your car, that's miles per hour because you bought it in Northern Ireland in the UK. You're like, oh shit. Okay, now it's in kilometers. Oh, I don't know what I'm doing. Fun fact, if you haven't been to Northern Ireland and traversed into the Republic. Same with Canada and the US.
Yeah, I was going to say that Canadians... I was going to say Canada's actually nice enough to do it, like some, but they don't. They just, it goes straight to Colombia. Yeah.
When you drive to the UK from France and you get on a ferry or you get on the train that goes under the water, mm-hmm. And you get off, there's big signs that say, please drive on the left.
Please.
Because we drive on the left.
I like driving on the left. It's actually really, it blows your mind a little bit, but it's really fun. When that's not how you learned it, especially when you're shifting and your hand's on the shifter, goes in the same direction, but it's with your other hand.
The amount of times French people have asked me, mais Paul, it is not difficult for you to drive on the other side of the wrong side of the road. First of all, I'm like, fuck you. Second of all, no, because the roads don't let you drive on the other side. Like if you're on very difficult to drive on the opposite side.
Most dangerous part is getting out of the car rental lot. That's it. Yeah. Once you're out, you're fine.
Once you're out and you're on normal roads, it's fine.
But there's a 90% chance you're going to wreck before you get there.
But the thing that I did have trouble with when I first moved to France was that I was hitting the door.
Oh, yeah.
Because as I wanted to change gears, I would hit my hand into the door because it was just like muscle memory.
Yep.
And I'd hit the door and I'd like, okay, now I've got to do it in the right hand. You know.
And then somebody was like, when did you get into a fist fight? Your knuckles are all bruised.
Yeah, I punched my car
really hard. I liked it. I really enjoyed it. Because I drove I haven't done it in the UK, but I did it in South Africa for a few months. And it was really fun. It's just because you focus. It's like as an American, most of us learn on automatic. We don't drive standard. Mm-hmm. Shit stick shift, whatever you want to call it.
Shit stick.
Nobody's driving shit stick in America. And so I had to learn before I moved to West Central Africa and started in South Africa. That was a confusing sentence, I realized. And when I got to South Africa.
Well, because South Africa drive on the left as well.
They drive on the left. And so I had to do my test in order to prove that I was worthy of driving the organization's Land Rovers. I had to pass a test.
A manual test.
And it was an English guy that was in charge of all the Land Rovers, and he said that I was. He said that I was the best American he'd ever given the test to, and I didn't know if that was even a compliment, but I took it as one, and I choose to keep it as one.
Yeah, it's like this is the thing.
This shit sandwich tastes the least shitty of any shit sandwich I've ever tasted. I don't know if it's a compliment or not, but.
I mean, it could be a compliment, but what I was going to say is, yeah, the UK, because even in France, if you take a driving test...
I will have to.
I might not. I might have to... Anyway, if you take a driving test in France in an automatic car, you're allowed to drive stick shift or manual, like you are in the US.
You are?
Yeah.
If you do it in automatic, you can drive...
In France, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But in the UK, if you drive, if you take your test in an automatic, yeah. you cannot drive a manual car. You have to take a manual yeah. driver's license.
I thought
license.
That was the case here too.
I don't think so.
I had a friend recently,
let me know, French people.
Please let us know, because I had a friend recently tell me, just do the automatic. It's easier. It's faster. Because most people want to do the standard one, and it takes them forever. It's like, because I have to get my driver's license here, and it's projected to take me at least 2 years. To get
why can't you just transfer your American license?
Because the French only have accord with like a dozen states. Because we have state driver's licenses. They're not federal. So if your state doesn't have an agreement with the French government, then you can't. And unfortunately, I used to have a Texas driver's license for like 4 years of my life. And I switched it back to a Washington one. And I shouldn't have, because Texas has an agreement.
People are calling me out on my bullshit. No, yeah, there are two tests. Okay, fine. All right. I'm a moron.
Alice of the Fire People says no.
Yeah.
Theo says North Carolina.
Computer says no. Do you know that reference?
No.
Computer says no. Is that literally from... it's computer says no. It's from Little Britain.
Oh, that's not what I was going to guess.
Yeah, it's a show called Little Britain. And it's like the...
I kind of want to watch... I want you to give me like a list of the... Because like Fawlty Towers, right. Is that one that I should watch?
Fawlty Towers you should absolutely watch, but you might not find...
Is the IT crowd?
Hold on.
Because that's what I was going to guess.
Hold on. Considering that last time you were on the show, you showed me up because you did some Monty Python and I didn't know what Monty Python was. I didn't know that it was a Monty Python sketch. You will like Fawlty Towers. You will love Fawlty Towers.
It's John Cleese, right?
It is John Cleese, yes.
I love John Cleese.
That's the only reason I know John Cleese. I don't know him from Fawlty Towers because I never watched it.
You mean
and
Monty
also,
Python.
Everyone else gave me shit about being like, Paul, everyone knows Fawlty Towers. You're just a fucking moron. All right, fair enough.
I did not prepare any more Monty Python monologues for
no,
you,
don't.
By the way. So.
Don't do it. Don't do it. You need more champagne.
Boy, do I.
Shit.
It's going to be a miracle if neither of us gets cut or like a concussion by the end of tonight.
I just kicked over
given
my
all the broken
glass.
Glasses, the things that are being kicked and tripped over.
But to respond, the IT crowd apparently is a good show. I've never watched it.
I have a lot of friends that really like it.
I haven't watched a lot of English comedy. I don't know. I'm just.
I want to watch more.
Yeah, well, you knock yourself out.
I don't have time, but I'm waiting. When we'll do a sleepover, you can come over. We'll just.
I think you're the first person to be out drinking me. I like it.
Really?
Normally, I try and follow the guests. It's because normally the guests. Hold on, I haven't finished yet. Fucking put it down. Say,
but you didn't finish yours.
No,
you
it's
told
just
it.
It's because it foams. It bubbles. Uh-huh. It's show me the bubbles.
The audience knows I'm. If we both finish this, I'm still ahead. I'm just putting that out there. Like,
oh yeah, shut up.
That's how volume works.
mate.
So crisp. So refreshing.
The Original Office. Have you watched The Original Office?
I have seen some of it. Yeah.
Right. Some of it.
I've never watched
there's
a lot
only,
of
there's
either
There's only 12
of them.
Episodes.
Is there really?
Yeah, we did. Look, English TV shows, they do 6 episodes
yep.
of 20 minutes, 25, 30 yep. minutes. And there's 2 seasons. That's it. Fleabag. Same thing.
Really?
The Office. We don't do the American, like, yeah. let's do 25
let's
seasons.
Milk it until it's not funny anymore.
Fucking
and then
milk
it some more.
It. Yep. Fucking milk it.
The American, I'm lost. I just immediately think of, but there's so many
there's
shows.
There's some great, Blackadder as well.
Ooh, yeah. I've seen all of Blackadder.
You've seen all of Blackadder?
Yeah, because I watched, we had them at my library when I was a kid.
Oh.
And we didn't have a lot of TV. I didn't have... We had like basic cable, which I think Americans will understand, but like at least when I'm growing up, it meant you had the minimum package, which you had 10 TV channels.
Right.
And then whatever your antenna could pick up, which was yep. nothing. And so we didn't have anything and we weren't allowed to watch half of what was on. So whatever was in the library was fair game. So I stumbled on Blackadder and watched them all. I didn't get any of it, right? Because I was like 8, but I thought it was really funny, like with the kittens. I don't know what the joke was, but I thought it was really funny.
See, I wasn't the right age at the right time in the right place to get into it because
I was just a kid living in a rural town that had nothing else to do. And yeah. it worked out. And Stephen Fry is a national treasure. He's a global treasure.
Stephen Fry is a legend.
Stephen Fry, if you're watching this right now.
He is not watching this right
he
now.
He might be.
Ron Fenacadas. Ron Fenacadas. Hour 2 will be epic at this rate. I haven't explained what happens on Happy Hour Live.
But Ron's a patron of mine.
He's a patron. I think
so he's coming to the show.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, he will be. Yeah.
Paul was generous enough to let my patrons into this one.
Okay, why don't you explain the concept of my show?
So basically what happened... I can take a step back.
No. I love it. Because it's better if it comes from the guest than me. Go.
Listen, ladies and gentlemen, Paul Taylor does an hour of Happy Hour Live, unless he's streaming with me, and then it turns into an hour and a half or an hour of 40. We will see what happens tonight. No promises. But there's a second hour that's exclusive. It's private. And the only way to get into it is to have a special link. How do you get that special link, you're wondering? Because you're curious. You're like, I want in on this exclusive experience. Yeah, you do. It's going to be great. Because you know why? All this booze, it doesn't go away in the second hour. It's cumulative. And then we add more in the second hour. Talk about all kinds of things. Small things, big things, intimate things, things you wouldn't want to hear about, things you probably do want to hear about, things you're really curious about now that I've said both of those last two things. And now you're like, really, how do I get into it? And the answer, my friend, is to be a patron of Paul Taylor.
The link is on the screen.
The link's on the screen. That's a spoiler. So anyways, the link's on the screen.
Patreon.com/Paul Taylor.
Wrong finger. Nope, I did it.
Yeah, it's good.
It's just because...
Yeah, it's
that's why you shouldn't do mirrored things live. Anyways, go become a patron of Paul Taylor. The link is available there. If you're a patron of mine and you didn't see the post that I made already, you can find it there too. You can join us.
So this is the first time. So Patreon is a website for creators, artists. No, because you got to explain the whole thing.
Patreon, yeah.
It's a website basically for artists, creators, musicians to make some money. By doing what they do for work. This is now my job since I haven't been able to get on stage for a year. And so basically the idea is I've set it up that you can buy me virtual beers. You can buy me either one half pint a month, you can buy me one full pint a month, or 3 pints a month. And for all of those three, you get access to the second hour, part two of this show. Not only of this show, but of all the previous shows that I've done. This is episode 20, by the way. Episode 20. We're also celebrating episode 20 of having guests on the show. Cheers. And so the 19 other guests you get access to as well. And the more pints you give me, the more videos and extra shit I give you. And today, special discount for Jay's patrons, because he also has a Patreon account. You get access to the second part of this show as well. As a bit of a teaser as to what gets on in the... Let me put it this way. Part two, last week, my guest Swan... She showed us her Tinder profile, and we went through her pictures and gave us some feedback on her Tinder profile. There we go. That's what kind of shit we get up to in hour two. Are you on Tinder?
In hour two, I'll go look at her Tinder. No, I've been off of Tinder for a long time. I could reinstall Tinder just for fun. I'll delete it probably within 24 to 48 hours.
Zubida El Idrissi says, alive in English, finally. I know. I don't know enough English people in France to do... English guests all the time. So
that was the English jumping dancing.
That's the traditional. We're not at part
that's
two
the
yet.
That's the traditional English speaker dance. If you didn't know, now you can too. Now you too can pass for an English speaker in World War III.
Alban Gauthier says, "I don't want to see Jay's Tinder."
Fair enough.
Jesus Christ. So anyway, that's part two. That'll be coming up. But we've still got like, a good like half an hour, 45 minutes on this one. What do you want to talk about, people? What's going on? Ask Jay some questions. Oh, look at that. Himi Shan.
Aw, thanks.
Himi Shan says, hi, Jay. I'm an English teacher and I show your videos to my class.
That's really nice. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, you've got some fucking awesome vlogs and videos. Not only do you have videos, you mentioned it at the beginning of the show, Jay. You have a book. Jay Swanson... has his own book. That is fucking cool. It is called Sea of the Unknown. Tell us about the book, Jay.
I'm just going to turn it around, then they can read it. I'm just kidding. What do you want?
Don't lose this page thing. I'll explain why in a minute, but tell us about your book.
So the book is basically the story of how I got to Paris because it was not easy or direct. When I grew up, for whatever reason, I really wanted to learn French. There's no explanation for it. I rebelled in Spanish class. I said, no. I'm going to learn French. I was really a pain in the butt.
So you were already French by saying, no.
No. Mais non. C'est impossible. J'apprends pas l'espagnol. J'apprends le français. C'est tout ce que je fais. And so I didn't know how to say that at that point because I hadn't started French class yet. But it would come eventually. Anyways, this is the kind of the story of how I got here because I always wanted to be here. It's not easy to do. And also, not more than that, it's also the story of how I became a full-time creator. and how I was able to do that. And on the tailwind of our Patreon scheme, it's a very much in large part thank you to my patrons. Thanks to my patrons who, actually, all my patrons to that point of publication, their names are in the back of the book.
Oh, that's fucking sweet, man.
So all the patrons that I ever had, even if they weren't active patrons, when I published the book, anybody who ever gave a dime to me on Patreon, which had to be more because the minimums, but they're in the book.
That's awesome.
My patrons, thank you to them a million times over. And for those of you that are supporting Paul on Patreon, it makes a huge difference in his life as well. I know, just even off camera, I know it makes a really big difference in his life. And it's one of those things as a creative, as a content creator, that gives you such a boost. It's such a wonderful feeling. Every time somebody says, I'm going to vote for you with my dollars, my hard-earned cash, I'm going to give some of that to you because I believe in what you're doing. And I feel that every time somebody becomes a patron of mine, I'm sure he does too. So the book is a memoir, is a bit of a story, and it ties in some of like I'm a fantasy writer as well. So there's a little bit of kind of fantasy allegory going on with it. Some drawings that I did specifically for the book. And it ends kind of on that moment where you're like, all right, like I got here. I'm obviously sitting here with Paul. Like what comes next? And maybe I'll write another book about that someday. But yeah.
That's amazing. This is not my book, Jay. I'm looking through it because there's some notes in here.
Never read my book. It's actually erotica, and I didn't want to say that on camera. I just wanted to pitch it to something else.
This is not my book. This is a book that was given to me about 2 hours ago by one of my patrons.
Harold liked it. Look.
Yeah, Harold, I read your book, Jay, and I loved it.
Thank you, Harold.
There we go. Raquel Regal, who's watching right now, this is her book. This is her copy of the book. She came to the office 2 hours ago and said, I would really love it if Jay could sign.
She became a patron of mine not that long ago.
Oh, did she? Mm-hmm. Awesome. So she's not in the back of the book.
No,
but
I can write her name, though. Hold on, I'll write her name in the back.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah. In the list of, like, patrons. Okay, hold on. There should be a pen down by your side somewhere.
So untangle it from all the underwear.
So Raquel on the live, she also helps, as of last week, is helping out with the subtitles, is helping Maxime Boudet, the subtitle legend. She's now helping with the subtitles as well. I don't know where you want to sign.
Well, let me start by writing her name in the back because I really like that idea. I'm going to add her to the list of patrons. Thank you.
She's also asking, where can I get your SF book?
Those have all been unpublished.
You have a San Francisco book.
I have a San Francisco book, an LA book.
Sorry, every time I see SF, I imagine San Francisco.
I have a San Diego book in the works, all the Californian cities. You can't get them, and there's a whole long story for that, which I can tell later if everybody's actually interested, and otherwise, you can't get them. Sorry about that.
Science fiction, there you go. Raquel Regal. There we go. You're being added officially to the book, Raquel.
You're in the list of patrons now.
And then you can write a little word at the beginning, just being like, "Hey, Raquel, thanks for Frederick.
Finish the sentence. I don't know how to write this now. Hey, Raquel.
Just say, hey, Raquel. It doesn't matter. I'll let you write it.
I want to write that word for word as a joke, but I don't know if that's appropriate.
Fred just ordered your book.
Thanks, Fred. I hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, that's awesome. Paul Taylor's book should be about the first time getting drunk. I'll tell you what, I'll give you a fun story while Jay's writing his word about not my first time getting drunk, my first legal time getting drunk, my 18th birthday, ladies and gentlemen. Now, in order to set up the story, I have to explain to you that in the UK, our school years compared to France, in France, you're in a school year depending on the year you were born. So I was born in 1986, so everyone born in 1986 would be in the same class, which kind of makes sense. In the UK, it's if you're born like from September to August. So it's based on the school year. So I was born in October. And so I was always one of the oldest in my year because 1 month after the start of the year, I became the new age that everyone would become by the end, by June, July, August. There you go. So I'm one of the first to become 18. And my friends that I wanted to go out for drinks with were not yet 18. We got refused entry into the pub because they weren't 18. They were 17, so it didn't work. So what I had to do was go to a supermarket in the UK called Sainsbury's and buy, I think, 2 24 packs of beers. And basically, five of us sat by the canal in October in Canterbury in England, which is fucking cold in October, and got wasted by the side of the canal. Notably, my two best friends, who some of them are often on the live, Dimitri, Chris, they didn't want to come. So I was left with like five other people who I kind of were good friends with, but they weren't my, you know, best friends. And we got wasted. There we go.
I hope one of them's watching. He's like, I wasn't your best friend.
No one. I don't think there was a Russian guy involved. I don't even think there was five of us. I think there was like four of
us. Everybody slides their fingers and toes. Like, what is that? Hi, yeah, you're welcome, Raquel. Thank you,
Raquel. Oh, she says thanks, Jay. There we go. Raquel, I will give you the book back on Wednesday. Yeah. I was going to say...
Would you like to broadcast the time and location for everyone else watching?
I was, but it's for patrons only. So there you go. If you want to know where and when I'm giving the book back to Raquel, you need to follow part two of this show, because I'm going to have a special meetup for patrons on Wednesday. That's all I'm saying. So now you've got to join.
And any other patrons of Paul's that have copies of my book, dump them on him.
Yeah, just come to the office.
I'll sign them. At the meetup on Wednesday. You're going to leave with a library.
Cyril Adrien says, how do you say putain c'est glauque in referring to my story about getting drunk as an 18-year-old? Do you know this phrase, Jay?
Nope. Putain c'est glauque.
Okay, well,
what's
this is...
glauque? I know the first
This
three
is going to be the start of the segment that I always have on the show, where we talk about expressions in the opposite language.
I've been studying nonstop, incessantly.
So on the show, for those of you
to
who
be
are
ready
new,
for this,
the segment of the show is called Express Yourself. I ask my guest, well, you give me the expressions in the opposite language of the guest. So Jay is English speaking. We're going to go through some French expressions and test his level of French, starting with Cyril Adrien. But before we get to Cyril, I'm going to play the jingle. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Express Yourself.
Oh, you've got something interesting to say, do you? Well, go on, say it. Say it in English, dis-le en français, and we'll see if it's interesting.
I'm guessing that it means, like, God, that's brutal.
Putain, c'est glauque. Yeah. That works.
I got one. I'm retiring. I'm leaving right now. I'm never coming back on this stupid show again. I got one. I'm out.
I don't know what the actual translation of glauque is.
I don't either. that's a new word for me.
Hold on. I mean... I'm going to type it into Word Reference, which is the legendary Gluck. Glaucus, murky, seedy, shady.
Creepy, somebody said as well.
Yeah, creepy.
Shady.
Yeah, putain, c'est glauque. It's blue-green.
So that's, I was way off, is what you're
blue
saying.
Blue-green. Have you heard that before? It's blue-green. It's blue-green. It's bluish-green.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's literally the botany.
Yeah.
Like the
color, like blue-green.
The blue-green, okay, yeah. It basically means shady. Shady, cringe or creep,
dark. Cringe would be good.
Gloomy, dark, cringe or creepy. It wasn't creepy drinking beers by the canal. I would say it was...
I only heard half the story. I feel like I missed something really important.
When I was 18.
Yeah. You told me this story before. I've heard this story, but I was signing, and I feel like you must have included a detail.
I was 18.
Slenderman was there.
I was 18. We couldn't get into the pub because all my mates were 17.
Right. You're the first in your group. So you got beer.
I bought beers. Yep. We drank beers by the canal. It was cold.
Sketchy. I see why sketchy, because he was
Gloomy's
breaking
best.
The law.
Gloomy's best. I like gloomy.
But sketchy because you're buying booze for your underage friends.
Yeah, exactly.
Sketchy works better. Gloomy, not at all.
Yeah, it was gloomy.
It is gloomy if it's like dark and rainy.
Right.
It's sad.
Since Raquel is on the show, she did tell me this phrase. She told me this phrase
as sucre les fraises.
Hold on, shut. Let me just. It's not on the screen yet. Sorry. Stop spoiling people. Jay! Raquel, as she gave me the book, said, please do this expression. I said, put it in the fucking comments. Sucre les fraises. I don't know what this means, Jay.
To add sugar to. So literally to add sugar to
strawberries. Add sugar to strawberries.
And it's like to sweeten. So I would guess. That can mean so many things, but I'm guessing it's like overdoing it. Like, why would you add it? So, like, you're.
Oh, that's a good theory.
That's
like,
my guess.
If you're putting sugar on strawberries, you're like, yeah, you're overdoing it. I like that. Sucre des fraises. I was going to try and think of
like sweeten the deal, but that's like, my mind goes to that direction. But like when I think about adding sugar to strawberries, I'm thinking, sorry, I keep looking at the wrong screen instead of the camera. I think about like, you're okay. Like, yeah, that's enough.
It's like, let's have a look. Let's see. I'm not going to
like
ask
salting
people.
Salting your bacon.
Keep giving me other expressions, because otherwise... okay. So apparently, la signification, c'est être sénile.
Être sénile.
Be senile.
What? Is that what she... Did she send that to you?
No. I'm on Wiktionary or whatever. Les machins, locution verbe.
Être sénile.
Être agité d'un tremblement VS, alcool ou la peur, main tendue de... Sa main tendue qui n'en finissait pas de sucrer les fraises.
Okay, I don't get it.
No, I don't get it either. Still don't get it.
I don't get it.
Okay, what does it mean? I was going to not ask you guys so you can keep sending me French expressions. Please.
Steven was trying to warn me against making too many jokes about French bureaucracy is probably a wise choice.
Sucre des fraises,
I should have saved that for the private one.
Oh, okay. Nat, etc. says, sucre des fraises, c'est trembler. On dit ça des personnes avec Parkinson's. Okay. Okay. It means to tremble.
That's so. Why?
Because I imagine if you've got
you're adding sugar to other things and you end up on the strawberries.
No. Well, it doesn't matter. Like imagine you're just the movement of taking sugar off a packet of. If you've got a packet of sugar and you're putting it on strawberries,
or even a spoon, yeah,
you're shaking it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Is that what it means?
Trembler.
Devenir vieux. Okay, so it just means devenir vieux. Trembler. Okay, trembler. Great. Sucre des fraises. It did mention something about alcohol, though, in there. In that, I've got félicitations.
But when you're drinking, do you get shaky?
Well, I think you do. Like,
we'll find out in an hour. Make sure you become a patron of Paul's, and then you'll find out.
Raquel has just sent me a message saying it's avoir la tremblote parce qu'on est vieux. Because you're old, you're a bit shaky. Yeah.
Okay.
Great.
I'll need to know that. Eventually, because I'm probably going to get old in France.
All right, let's have some other expressions in French, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this is a good one. Christelle Bourgeois, come on. Filet à l'anglaise.
So you're lining up like the English? Because the English love to make, like, they line up in queues as a national sport.
Okay, I see where you're going. I see where you're going with that.
No. Filet à l'anglaise.
Okay, so you're thinking of...
Because I'm imagining it's an actual orderly line, which you do not see here. I was just in the grocery store for the first time and coming back, and I was like, where did you guys learn to line up, and why aren't you not?
French people don't know how to queue.
They don't know how to.
This is a fucking fact, unless they are at a boulangerie, in which case they know exactly how to line up, and no one's getting in there. I did a whole joke, my whole... stand-up. I had in my first stand-up show, Franglais, I had a whole bit about French people queuing up. No, you're confusing file with the verb filer.
Which is filer.
Because it's faire la queue ou
faire la queue.
Une file d'attente. So the verb filer.
I know it, but I'm not remembering it.
Let me say this. If I was to say, il faut que je file.
Faut que je file? I got to get going.
I've got to get going.
So it's an English goodbye, so you left without saying goodbye to anybody.
There we go. Hold on, you say that in America?
No, we don't. We call it an Irish goodbye.
This is the thing. For some reason, filer à l'anglaise is exactly what I do at house parties because I'm too shy and too timid to say goodbye to everyone individually.
Too shy, or you're ready to go to bed.
Here's the thing. French house parties. Again, I did a whole fucking stand-up bit about this. At French house parties, when it's time to leave, you have to go, salut, au revoir, moi, salut, au revoir, moi, salut, au revoir. You say goodbye to everyone, and then you leave. In England... we just say, see you later, everyone. I'm going home. And everyone goes, all right, see you later, mate. And that's it. That's the end.
Yeah.
So filer à l'anglaise means to leave a situation, mostly a party, without saying goodbye. Now, in English, we obviously don't say an English goodbye because we're English. But what we do say is an Irish goodbye.
Yeah. I'm sure that the Americans probably have like 10 different expressions they use for that. But the one that I know is an Irish goodbye.
We say like an Irish goodbye. I don't know why. it's what happened with the Irish?
It's probably because somebody came back from France and was like, they call it the English goodbye. But every time I say that, people look at me weird. So Irish.
What do they say? Is anyone from Ireland on the chat? What do you guys say? Oh, it's the Scottish goodbye.
The Welsh
and
goodbye.
And the Scottish are like, oh, it's the Welsh goodbye. And the Welsh are just like... yeah. All right.
Yeah.
It's we just take all the beatings that the rest of the UK give us.
Well, to be fair to the Welsh,
apparently people say. Country. And so Anne Austin says we also say to take French leave.
So the thing is, you can pick any. It's like it's the Australian goodbye. Although actually, in my mind, an Australian goodbye literally means jumping onto a kangaroo and riding away. So that's probably not what I would ever say. Jess, I hope you're watching.
Right, let's find another expression, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, this is a good one. I don't know what it means either. Zubiba El Idrissi. Être assis sur sa casquette. So what does that mean literally?
You're sitting on your... Oh, to sit on your hat.
Yeah, to sit on your baseball cap.
What's funny is because I've got, like, listen, I've got a jet lag brain and a few drinks in me. So when I saw casquette, the first thing that came to mind was a casket. So I thought, I was thinking you're sitting on your casket? What is casket in French?
Cercueil.
Cercueil.
Wait, hold on. That's where you put people when they're dead.
Yeah, to bury them.
Cercueil. Do we not call that a...
Sarcophagus is what that comes from, but we wouldn't. We'd call it a casket or a
coffin.
A coffin. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
A coffin. Both words. Okay. So no, it's
so
not.
So to sit on your coffin is a great expression that doesn't exist that definitely should exist.
We should make that
up
now. That
you're like, to sit on your coffin is like, well, if you want to say that, you're probably like in that moment where somebody says the last thing in an argument that gets them murdered.
People are saying that this expression doesn't exist. Alban says, j'ai jamais entendu.
Ah, non.
Harold Deschenes says, no. Somebody else said, j'ai jamais entendu.
Quoi, Clem être assis sur la casquette?
Okay.
Okay, bon, les
Français... All right, to be sat on a casquette is specifically a baseball cap.
Right, to be sat, because I'm wearing one right now. Ooh, see, I told you I shaved my head for you.
Mate, I got a haircut for you. You shaved, mate.
Yeah, first thing I complimented him on was the haircut.
It's
true. He's looking sharp. If you can't tell, in high def, he's looking really good. To sit on your baseball hat means because I'm thinking of like to eat your hat. That's not it. To sit on your baseball hat.
Okay, ça vous viendra pas facilement à l'esprit, mais ça veut dire avoir l'air gêné et timide. Okay. To be a little to seem a bit timid.
Seem shy.
To seem shy, it means that you're sat on your baseball hat. Doesn't make sense.
Nah, I don't track with that one. I'm shy, so I'm going to sit on my hat and no one will notice it. I think that draws attention. Like, wasn't that guy wearing a hat when he came in? Is that his hat sticking out between his legs? What the heck?
Is he sitting on his hat? He's fucking timid, isn't he?
He's really shy. We should go talk to him. Make him feel welcome.
Right, here we go. This one's great. Nevermind Studio, se peler le cul.
I noticed he was really trying to get this one in.
Was he? I like it.
And
se peler le cul.
Peler.
Je me pèle le cul. I think that's how you conjugate it. I don't know.
I actually don't know this verb either.
Okay.
Se peler. Se peler le cul. What is se peler?
It's very close to English.
I'm going to pull? No.
No.
Peler.
Take the E.
Sepele?
And move the E to the other E.
Peel.
To peel.
Oh.
You know what Q is.
Yeah. So I'm peeling, so, but what I'm peeling my ass.
You're peeling your ass.
So, is that like by the skin of your teeth? No.
No.
That's the first thing that comes to mind. So peeling my ass is just like, there's an element of frustration to this.
Let me say that I'll give you a clue. In your story that you posted in your aeroplane while you were getting here, you posted a thing kind of about this, and it's kind of the situation right now, considering we're May 17th.
Oh, you're really like excited. You're like, you can't wait. May 17th, because the 19th is coming? No, I don't know.
No.
Are you restless?
So you had a story.
Are we talking Instagram stories?
Yes.
So I'm honored that he doesn't follow anyone on Instagram. Hold on. He intentionally went in and saw this.
Yes, this is true. In your Instagram stories. What other stories are there?
I don't know. I tell stories. My vlogs are stories.
Not a story. It's a vlog.
I'm just checking.
So on Instagram, you posted a story.
I was in an airplane when I posted this.
You're in an airplane. I think you might have landed.
And we were waiting?
You posted a thing saying that French people are complaining about this.
Yeah.
Let's see.
French people are complaining about something. Are we talking about like are we talking about the paperwork?
No, you posted a photo from inside the plane.
Yeah.
And you said, everyone's saying that this is going on. I don't believe it. Let's see what happens. You might be a bit jet lagged.
Apparently I am, because I can think of like I posted a poll asking if people thought that I would have to.
No. Okay. Let me tell you what
the weather. People were complaining about the weather. And when I landed, I got five different people sent me screenshots of the weather forecast while I was away, 'cause they saw all the sunshine that I was experiencing. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of jealousy in Paris about sunshine right now. And
well, because if you look at the weather for the next,
it looks miserable.
If you look at the weather for the next, here's my weather app for the next week. There's a bit of sun on Thursday.
I was gonna be kind of upset if I missed rainy spring Paris, because it's actually a vibe that I really like. I like this time right now.
Right. So to get back to the expression, Jay.
You can't wait for sunshine?
Kind of.
Yeah, you're just like, I can't wait for this to be over.
Right. It means that you're cold.
What? It means you're cold?
Yeah.
I'm scraping my ass because I'm cold?
Well, imagine that your ass freezes.
I never had that experience.
No, but imagine, okay, so the visual I have in my mind is Hawaii.
Yeah.
In Hawaii,
yep.
They have a thing called shave ice. And it's basically...
Oh, yeah, shaved ice that you eat.
That you eat, and it's ice.
You guys realize that ice and ass is not the same thing, right?
But imagine...
Similar,
but... Imagine the ice.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, they shave the ice.
Yep.
And they put, like, food colorings and taste.
And the French do that to their ass? An ass cone?
No, but, yeah. Ass cone. Ass cream. Mm. But if your ass was frozen, you could peel it like shave ice.
I mean,
you're peeling your ass.
Yeah, fair enough. You could do that anyways if you had a sharp enough peeler. I mean, So anyways, it means you're cold?
It means I'm freezing my ass off.
I'm freezing my ass off.
If you were to translate
it. Yeah, that's good. So we have that expression. I'm freezing my ass off.
I'm peeling my ass. Oh, this second hour is going to be amazing, people. All right, let's do one more.
Yeah, let's do another one. We can do as many as you want. I have no shame in not knowing jack shit publicly, so this is great.
This is great. Let's have one more. Let's have one more, and then we'll keep going with some more questions.
Pushan, I'm surprised he's not pitching in some, because last time
he might be, but there's 375 people watching, so okay. His comments might not be coming through. All right, here we go. Okay. Patrick H says Hannibal Lecter must be French because he peels the ass. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's a good garnish.
Oh, there we go. Okay, La Vie de Red, casser les couilles.
Nope, casser les couilles. Okay, casser le is to break the couille. Is this
you don't know what couille is?
I should. I recognize the word. I'm going to blame jet lag, but we can also blame my incomplete education. Couille. Couille.
No, yes. Let me put it in a sentence.
Please.
Pour sauter d'un avion, il faut avoir des grosses couilles.
Oh, okay. So to break your balls, like ball buster.
Exactly.
Okay.
Because couille means balls.
Couille. I shouldn't know that.
Casser les couilles.
Casser les couilles. You're breaking my balls.
You're busting my balls. Yep. Literally, it translates exactly to the same
meaning. That's a good one. Couille. I don't know if I knew that one.
Couille.
Les couilles.
It's because it's one of the hardest words for English speakers to pronounce.
How's my pronunciation?
It's like ratatouille, couille.
Couille. Ratatouille? I'm...
Go on, try it.
Couille.
Perfect.
Okay. I was just asking.
Yeah. Ratatouille, couille.
Ratatouille, couille.
Grenouille, ratatouille, couille.
Yep. Granouille.
No. Try again. Grenouille.
Grenouille.
Hold on, no. I'll say the three.
Oh, God.
You say the three.
Such a tongue twister.
Grenouille, ratatouille, couille.
What was the first one again? Grenouille, ratatouille, couille.
Oh, Jace Watson. Hold on. Oh, no, I don't have the...
Gotta get that one put back in.
You've got no champagne left.
It's true.
All right, here's what we're doing.
Still ahead of you.
You are still ahead of me. More questions. All right, thanks for the expressions, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that was great. Thank you. I love it. I love learning new ones because there's so many I don't know.
See, this is a great question.
I don't know most of them, let's be honest.
Great question from Tio Chino. Is the Patreon link posted on Patreon? Mine isn't.
Oh, become a patron of mine and you'll find the link.
Oh! Tio, there's days when I'm so busy before the live, I forget to post it on Patreon. Don't worry. When this first part ends, T.O., the link will be on Patreon. You'll all receive an email. Don't worry about it. We're getting there. What were we talking about?
We were talking about balls.
We were talking about balls, but I need to get some more champagne. All right, I'll get some. Okay, I need to answer this question. Is Rolly still dead?
Is he dead? When did he die?
Were you on... No, but were you on... was he on the last time you were here? Yeah, for some reason, he's doing like different gigs, photography, comedy stuff, and it's always on fucking Mondays. He might be there. He texted me. He said he might be there for part two.
Might be.
But he said that like 2 weeks ago. Is he texted me back saying anything else? He said, je déteste son aujourd'hui. He's doing a comedy gig today or tomorrow.
Good for him.
Exactly, good for him. So he might not be on part one. He said he's going to try and be there for part two. I don't know if he will be.
He is a firecracker.
He's very fun. Anyway,
that's what I mean. He's great. The first time I met him was unofficial. He followed me on your curfew live, and he was dressed up with boxing gloves, crazy hair,
yes.
And I was like, "That's the energy I was supposed to bring to this. I suck," but I didn't realize that he was like 6 hours behind on the time. So then I was like, oh, okay, it's not 3 a.m. for him. This makes sense.
This is true.
Okay.
Right, here's what's going to happen.
He's great. You should follow him. I followed him on Instagram.
I'm going to get some more champagne.
Okay.
I also desperately need a pee.
Cool. I don't desperately need to, but I'll need to at some point. So I'll let you carry the show next time. But okay, I'll carry
so
it again
right
now.
Here's what we're going to do. Here's the plan. For the next 15 minutes, we're going to go 1 hour, 15 minutes for part one. Because that's what we've been doing traditionally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have to go over. I'm apparently like the endurance king. So let's keep this alive.
Oh, you say that. I've got some news.
Did somebody break it after me?
We have a record.
No! Wait, somebody took my record?
Last week.
Swan?
She did.
She did? Well.
She took the record. And I think she's going to keep it. Anyway.
I haven't even seen her Tinder profile and I'm going to take it back.
Okay. I'm going for a pee.
Please do.
Then I will bring back the champagne.
Yeah.
And then we will talk for 15 more minutes with the lovely people of YouTube for free. In the meantime, keep going with the questions. Do what you want. I'm going for a pee.
On with the questions. I don't know how to operate this magical machine, but I'll figure it out. I can scroll.
Yeah,
hold on.
Like you scroll. You scroll with this. And then if you want to bring a question.
You just click on their face.
You click on their face and it says, se pétait le cul. See?
Yeah,
and
nobody can explain it to me now when I don't know what it means.
No, but we've stopped with the expression.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, se pétrait le cul, I don't know.
Frédéric Nguyen, you click on him, and it replaces the one that was on there before.
Last week was epic.
Okay, so there you go.
You can just leave that up.
You can just, I'll leave you with
Let's
that.
Forget the fact that I'm here right now and just talk about the last guest, because they're
the
clearly
Jay
so much better than me.
Happy hour. And Paul Taylor is going
to... Hi, everybody. Today, my name is Jay Swanson, and I'm speaking to you in stereo. Does that work? I hope so.
No.
Dang it! You know, we have to do some audio changing, so this is the right channel and this is the left channel. Can't believe he hasn't already done that. Can you? I can't. I'm great, Tatiana Tara. Fantastic. Thanks to everybody for coming. Would I say that Paul is a heavyweight drinker? Here's the thing. Chicken Lord, which is a phenomenal name, by the way. I've only drank with Paul. That's not true. I've drank with him in other scenarios, but it's usually been like in the middle of the day, and we've limited ourselves, you know, responsibly to a few beers. Tonight, we've just gotten warmed up. If you want to see the rest of what could happen as far as whether or not Paul is a heavy drinker, that might happen in the next hour. But no, he's a healthy human being. There's nothing to worry about there, for sure. Just put it up. What's my favorite beer, Florian asks. Hold on, Florian. I'm going to use my new powers to bring your name up and your face. Florian, I don't know that I have a favorite beer. I used to say that my favorite brewery back in my hometown, because I come from the land of craft beer, which is another thing. I was going to take a photo, which we'll wait for Paul to come back up, because we haven't tried one of the beers that I brought, which apparently we're saving for part two. We're just doing champagne in part one. But the grocery stores where I grew up literally have entire aisles, and not just regular aisles, but like refrigerated aisles dedicated only to beer. So I kind of come from beer country, although I think more places around the country do that now. I've seen California clearly does that as well.
So you did mention that about me being a heavy drinker.
Somebody asked you if you're a heavy drinker.
No,
I said,
when I drink,
only
I drink.
in drinking contexts.
But the problem is tomorrow, I have to get up at 8:30 in the morning tomorrow.
Mystery Man, that's good too. I'm going to put that up. That's some propaganda that I'm all about. Hold on.
You're a real hoot today.
Yeah. I wish that meant that I was really hot
for a little
today,
bit. So,
Mystery Man. That's Mystery Man, by the way, if nobody knew.
Oh, Mystery Man. Okay. I have to get up at 8:30 tomorrow. 8:15.
I have to do as well. I have a plumber coming to replace the poo pipe. Remember when I was here talking about the poo pipe last time?
Oh, your shit getting
there's
through
literally
the pipe.
there's a building pipe that runs through my apartment that has nothing to do with me that carries other people's waste away, and it sparked a massive leak in my apartment. And finally, they're replacing it tomorrow.
See, Jenny Richards knows what's up. She said Paul decided to be a bit more professional with the alcohol consumption after a rather interesting show in St. Patrick's. The St. Patrick Show. Let's forget about the St. Patrick Show, shall we? Anyway, what was I going to say? I was going to say that, yes, so you're getting up early tomorrow. But I'm doing like proper work.
I slept 14 and a half hours yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't.
You're doing proper work? What does that mean?
I slept 5 hours. I'm not welcoming plumbers into my house to fix the shit that's coming out of the...
I mean, I should be working, but I gotta wait for this dude to show up and fix my poop pipe.
No, but I'm whatever. I might not sleep tonight. Maybe I'll just go tomorrow into the recording studio and...
what are you recording? Now I want to know.
I'm recording my Audible series with Sarah Donnelly.
That's right. I didn't know you were recording tomorrow, but I need...
We are recording today, tomorrow, and Wednesday, and there's the final three recording sessions of God Save My English.
Phenomenal.
Season 3. So people are saying it was too good to forget the St. Patrick's. Well, yeah, it was all right. Yeah, there we go. Mystery Man, the infamous poo pipe. If you don't know what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, you need to go watch Jay Swanson. Let me bring up your YouTube channel so that people that don't know who you are or appreciate are not that familiar with you can look you up.
Give it a try.
I mean, there's only one Jay Swanson.
Listen, it's not for everybody, but for those who it's for, it's for everybody.
There we go, Jay Swanson on YouTube. And I believe if I go to videos, let me test this out. Jay Swanson.
Were you about to? Hold on.
There's a pool player called Jay Swanson.
I know. It took me like a year to beat that guy in search rankings.
Okay, so let me just type.
He's not even alive anymore.
Is he not?
It's his. Like they do like a memorial pool tournament for him every year. I was competing with a guy
less famous than a dead duck.
Than a dead pool player.
I mean, to be fair, I'm less famous than the Paul Taylor dancer
in the UK, right? Oh, no, there's a dancer. I didn't hear about this one,
mate. There's a whole dance company from a guy called Paul Taylor. Who passed away a couple of years ago.
Oh, crap.
Hold on. Jay Swanson poo. Oh, wow. What is that second video?
Oh, that's a really old video.
Oh, look. Third.
Back when I had hair.
Hey, look. If you type in Jay Swanson poo, the third result is our first Happy Hour Live.
That's amazing. and then it's just my most recent videos.
Paul Taylor Happy Hour. Wait, hold on. How do we find that video? Jay Swanson?
What was that?
What would it be called?
Apartment. Well, not apartment.
No.
It wasn't that long ago.
100 square feet, landlord's bed play, new spot, why I cook, hunting, apartment tour. No. Hold on. Surely if you type in plumber, you've put it in the 10 shocking facts? Why does that keep coming up?
I don't know.
All right. Well, you just have to watch a lot of Jay's vlogs.
Apparently. You don't have to go that far back in history.
What was I?
You're at the top of these lists, so that's good.
It is good. Hold on, but that's because I'm on my YouTube channel. I'm logged in on my YouTube.
Just because, okay.
Paul Taylor Dance Company.
I can figure this out really quickly. If you're really that interested in the poo pipe episode,
look, check this out. People keep sending me this, or they kept on sending me this. The Paul Taylor Dance Company in Paris. When people typed in Paul Taylor Paris, this is what would come up as the top result.
Your name is in bold at the bottom as well as at the top.
It's my name is everywhere.
Your name is everywhere.
I wish I could dance. I cannot dance.
Let's dance. Hey, look. The terraces are opening on the 19th. Let's drink a little bit, dance in the streets. It's going to be great.
So, unfortunately, he passed away a couple of years ago. I mean, unfortunately.
Well, yeah, we could have met him. Oh, no, but you know what the thing was? It might have been, the reason might be because, remember the incident happened when I came on your show. It was like the same time that I came on your show.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So it might be that one that has Paul Taylor Happy Hour Live tonight.
So I'm going to annoy one of my people here. They said, can you respond to my fucking question? I can, but I don't know what your question is.
Which
I'm responding
one?
To the Uncharted Games. I'm seeing that comment. I'm not seeing the actual question that you posted before. Do you like country music, Jay?
Do I like country music? Cool. I mean, I don't know who Jerry Reed is, but sure. Okay. I mean, I have no problem with country music.
Well, hi there, fuckers. You gotta listen to me.
I can't claim
something about smell. There we go. Is that the name of the vlog?
Oh, that's right. Good memory. One of them has to do with smell for sure. So if I go smell, the mystery, it's like mystery smell or like.
There we go. I've got it. I figured it out. What's the stink?
There you go.
And then.
Return of the mystery stink.
Return of the mystery stink.
That's the saga in two videos right there.
Exactly. There we go. You can watch that.
Look at that. Look at these guys. Their research abilities are better than anything we could ever hope to attain.
Mate.
Thank you.
Raquel Regal does point out that there is also a Taylor Bar, Rue Taylor, in the 10th arrondissement. There is, Raquel. And they've also stolen the idea that I had for my stand-up show. I'll tell you why. So,
we should go.
Well, I think I might end up buying the bar. Wow. I would love to. I mean, I don't have the money to, but
I was going to say you're doing really well.
So let me show you. Let me show you what's going on. Hold on. Let me show you why I mentioned this. Oh fuck! It didn't come up in my. I didn't save the. All right. Hold on.
The Taylor Bar.
Let me go into my Instagram. I'll tell you what. I'm going to set this up, and then we will head over to part two. But before we do, let me go to my Instagram quickly. Let me show you what I mean by he stole my thing. So let me click on this, which makes no sense.
I hope that's the one I thought it was.
This makes no sense to anyone because the dates have changed since. But this was my kind of visual idea for my like posters for my stand-up show, So British ou Presque. Mm-hmm. The idea was that the obviously the British flag would be green, you know, green, blue, white, and red. Around the outside of my posters.
The Union Jack. There it is.
Right. Now, if we go to fucking... What did she say? Taylor Bar, right?
Oh, no. I see where this is going.
Rue Taylor.
And they only name things after the streets they're on, I feel like. But
you know what my dream is? Is that this studio...
Yeah.
I eventually rent an apartment on Rue Taylor. And then when people are like, hey, Paul, where can we send you some beers? I can be like, well, it's actually 34 Rue Taylor.
It's my goal to be one of the few people to ever have the city of Paris name a street after a living person.
Imagine, right? Here we go. So
I don't want it to happen after I'm dead.
This is Rue Taylor in Paris. The bar is called Le Taylor, blue, white, and red. But not only that, at the edge of their thing, look at that.
It's a French flag.
It's a French flag.
Yeah, bleu, blanc, rouge.
But why would they put a French flag on Le Taylor? Like, there's no reason for them to put a French flag.
They're very proud to be French. That.
And if you go, if I scroll round,
yep,
to the front.
I cannot wait for bars to open again.
Oh, tell me about it. There we go. Look at that.
Le Taylor.
I want this studio to move to that apartment up there.
Yep.
Wouldn't that be fucking cool?
Yeah. And of course you want the second floor because you live in Paris.
Yeah. My dad came to visit me in Paris one time.
Second floor in European counting, third floor in American, for those of you watching.
This is true. Yeah. When my dad came to visit me one time, like 5 years ago, yep, he stayed at the hotel.
On this street?
On this street. Hold on.
Good for him.
I have a selfie with him. I might show it in part two of the show. There we go.
You gotta
Hotel
come to part
Taylor.
Two.
There we go. Hotel Taylor on Rue Taylor.
Oh, there you go. Literally, this is the thing about Paris. I don't know if this is the thing about the rest of the country, but everything is named after where it's located. It's like, it's you know, the bar street, hotel street, or the number, like, you know, we're like, bar 67, and then you get there, like, oh, because it's 67 on there. It's like, that is how naming works in Paris, and I don't... know what to do about it. That's exactly. my whole
shout out to the people of the UK. The inside of pubs are open today.
And in the UK, they're opening theaters too.
Yeah, but I mean, we're doing that in 2 days' time.
Like, theaters open in 2 days?
Yeah, I'm doing a show in 2 days.
Can I come?
You can if you want to.
Yeah,
do you want to come?
Yeah, of course I want to come.
It's not my full show.
I don't care.
It's only like 10 minutes.
I'm there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
We'll talk about more of that in part two because I teased that a minute ago. We'll talk about it. Anyway, the inside of pubs, not the terrasse. Because yep, in 2 days in France, the outside of bars open.
Mm-hmm.
The inside is June 9th.
So
congratulations, Jenny Richards. You can now drink some beers indoors.
We can indeed. Yeah, we're going to as well. I can't, honestly, like, it's weird because I was in the States for the last 2 weeks. I ate in restaurants like 5 or 6 times. Came back here. It everything feels so quiet here as compared to obviously the States is its own weird cluster. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I can't wait for things to open back up.
To answer your question, not to answer, to bounce off of what you said earlier on.
Bounce off.
Café de la Gare. I think every city in France has a Café de la Gare.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Which is the cafe that's next to the
right,
station.
Exactly. That's a really good one. Yeah. It's just like, I get it. It's very practical. And it's like, it probably goes back to when we didn't have Google Maps. You didn't have, like, what if you named your establishment something creative, no one would ever find it. But if you named it after a famous landmark, everyone will find it. It makes total sense.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's a little bit like, come on, guys, let's try a little harder.
Right, before we leave, Jay.
We're not leaving. We're just moving to a private chat.
We're just moving to a private Patreon only.
A private event.
I do need to address this just because.
Oh, I'll step next.
It's incorrect. Yancy. Oh. The show in Nantes in 1 month, it's not happening. in 1 month. You should have received an email from your ticket provider.
Can I say, we were talking about entourages for musicians.
Yeah.
Can I be your comedian's entourage for something?
You can.
I'll go with you to Nantes.
Okay, so here's the thing. We'll talk about this in part two.
Okay.
But I would absolutely hire you as an entourage filming and editing some stuff that I do.
Okay, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it.
Jan, no, unfortunately not. It's not happening. You should have received an email. It's happening like in fucking January of next year. That's... there's nothing I can... We tried to make it happen. The show, it just... The people that rent the room over there, it's happening in January, not... If you go to Fnac...
January is a long freaking ways away.
Fucking,
wow.
I fucking hate it.
Holy crap.
I'm so fucking angry.
I just thought about that. I was like, 1 month...
January is like a fucking year ago. It's 2022.
Oh my God.
I was supposed to perform in February, and then it was June, and then because the room is 2,000 seats, it's 2,000 people, we're not going to be able to open a 2,000 seat theater in a month. So it was pushed, it was going to be maybe pushed...
Wow, January, holy
it
shit.
It was maybe October, now it's January. Jan, go find the people that you bought your ticket with and check them out. That's the only way, like I was talking about it today, I don't have the visual that Ben sent me. I don't know why I didn't save it to my fucking phone. Oh, I know why. It's because it's a thing from a couple... It doesn't matter. Anyway, it's in January. I'm sorry, Jan. It's in January. Yeah, all right. You've drank more champagne. Ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, shit fuck. Exactly. Shit fuck, cunt, wanker, bitch, twat. All of the swear words.
Yeah, but we could get all the people like Raquel Singh from Nantes to come to Paris.
Yeah, Nantes isn't too far.
C'est à Paris, quoi.
Yeah, potentially.
C'est loin, non?
I will be. It's not too far. C'est deux heures en train.
Deux heures en train. On n'a pas parlé de tout en français pendant toute ce soirée.
Non, mais c'est bon. Mais, I want to speak. Like I figured out.
It's nice to do just English.
But these lives need to be all in one language. And if another language comes in, I need to translate. Just it's easier for the subtitles. Yeah. It's easier for people watching. We'll talk about it more in part
interesting.
Two, ladies and gentlemen. I will. I will post, if you're interested in coming to see me live on stage, for my full...
It's fun, I've done it, it's great, it's worth it.
Thank you, I appreciate it. For my full 1 hour show, I will post the new dates in a couple of days once we just figure everything out and all the ticket services have sorted their shit out. And in the meantime, I've got a couple of small dates, like 10-minute gigs in amongst other things, like, for example, on Wednesday, but it's already sold out because we can only sell 35% of tickets. Anyway, enough about me. Jay, for the people that are not following us on part two, by the way, just a quick reminder, if you're just joining in the last 10 minutes, part two of this show is available on patreon.com/PaulTaylor. Wait, don't give it to me yet.
No, I was just going to say, if you want to find out what's in the bag...
Okay, there's another gift coming. There will be more alcohol, more gifts, more Jay, more myself in part two.
It's a consumable.
Patreon.com/PaulTaylor.
Hint, hint.
Thank you for joining us. Jay, where's the best place to find you?
On YouTube, Jay Swanson. Just type in my name, you'll find me.
Jay Swanson.
Please.
Jay Swanson, we already showed your YouTube
channel.
Watch a
few videos. If you like them, subscribe. I'm not going to say subscribe right away because I don't want to push you. Just give it a try.
No, and that's the thing. Like the best thing is if people really enjoy it, they subscribe. Because if you have too many subscribers that don't watch your shit, then YouTube doesn't like that either.
My subscribers, my patrons, this delightful group of people that have decided to follow and stick around, phenomenal. They've changed my life. They've been amazing. Thank you to them a million times over. And if you would like to come hang out and be a part of that, please do. And if you're not into it, that's okay. Just keep hanging out with Paul because he's also great, and you should keep watching and enjoying his stuff.
Yeah, we will. We will see you, Patreon people, that are on Jay's Patreon or my Patreon in like 5 minutes. I need to post the link. Thank you for reminding me, Phil C. I need to post the link on Patreon right now.
He's gonna do that when I go to the bathroom. I'm not gonna go to the bathroom at all.
I'm finishing my drink
while it's live. I finished my drink.
You finished your drink.
I'm gonna finish. The top of the... I'm going to finish this show.
I also need to send a link to my mum. Okay.
Oh, yeah. She's so nice.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching part one. Love you guys. Thank you for being here. Join me next Monday for another show with another guest who I haven't confirmed yet. I'm still waiting for an answer for next Monday.
But they're going to be awesome.
They're going to be fucking awesome. They're going to be amazing. They always are.
And if I'm back next week, then you know it just didn't work out.
Yeah, exactly. If somebody... Here's the best part. If you know, if you've watched a live and somebody has been on a live twice, apart from Jay and Nathaniel, you know that my guest didn't show up. There you go. That's some fun facts for you. So we'll see next week. If you see anybody that you've seen before, it means that the person that I wanted, who I'm not going to share right now, wasn't able to come.
It's not Macron. Don't worry.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming. Why don't you do the outro and I will line up the jingle, Jay?
Thanks for watching. What's the outro? And just, Paul Taylor is the best and you should subscribe and like and everything. I did a way better outro last time. Hit the thing.
Thanks for watching Paul Taylor's Happy Hour Live. See you dickhead soon for another episode.